Good afternoon, 242. So today I want to talk a little bit about C in C++. So we've talked a lot at the beginning of the term about C versus C++, and in practice C is a subset of C++. You can take almost all of the code that you write in C and compile it in C++. There are some differences between the two languages, and the standards are not identical, i.e. they don't try to make sure that C++ can compile all of C. However, most C++ compilers will handle most of C that you have. There are usually just some simple fixes that you might be able to do to take your C code and convert it into a C++ code. The first one is just change the name of the file from .c to .cpp. And a lot of times this actually gets rid of any complaints the compiler has because it was valid C++ code. You'll try to compile this, and usually you're going to have to make some small changes, and that's often just explicitly casting things, i.e. putting the little types in parentheses so that you can say, this is explicitly this type. And this generally works if you have the source code. If you have your original .c source code, you change it to a .cpp, and hey, it'll work. You can do this with decurses. Change your decurses.c into decurses.cpp, and away you go. It'll compile. Well, you might have some compiler errors, but they'll be simple casting errors, and you should be able to get it fixed. So what's really going on? C++ compilers do something called name wrangling, and that is to support things like operator overloading and function overloading and classes. And so the function that you have written in C++, the name that's going to be put in to be linked in a library or in an object file is going to look pretty different than the name that you typed in. So that kind of is going to cause a difference, because the C function is just the C function, but now it needs to be name wrangled, but you compile the library and it was compiled in the C function style. To remove this problem, C++ linkers and compilers must support C styled names. And so one way you can do this is if you don't want to change your library, which you already compiled and it was in the C style, you can just change your header file. And you can do that to make it work with both C and C++. The way you do this is you use two things. You use an extern C, which says treat this like it was C, and the __C++ define, which is defined in both the C standard, at least the G++ C standard, and the a C++ standard as a standard pound define. So let's look at an example. Suppose we have an example.h file, and we want to convert that from being a C style into something that would work with both C and C++ natively, and the different compilers, C++ and G++ and GCC. So on the left-hand side, we just have it originally. We do our pound, if, and def. We do the macro guard, and then we declare two functions. On the right-hand side, we can see that we've added something else. The middle of the file stays the same, the top and the bottom stays the same, but we've added these two little if, pound if defs. And that's to say, is C++ defined? And if it is, then treat everything like it was a C style name, and then at the bottom, close this off. So, you know, looking at this, if we're compiling in C++, i.e. __C++ is defined, then treat everything else like it was C. That's the extern C. Put these in the C-style naming convention. We need to tell it to start doing that with a curly brace, and at the bottom, we need to tell it stop doing it with the curly brace. If we were compiling this using something like GCC, it would come along and it would say, oh, it's not defined. We're not in C++. And hence, we would skip over that extern and the extern at the bottom, and it would look just like a standard C. All right, hopefully this helps you out with compiling your decurses if you want to keep your old library or if you want to recompile the source off of that. So we have one major topic left in 242, and that is network programming. And that's something that we're going to get into on Friday. So we have two projects left after this. We're going to do one on processes, which is coming out. I'm writing it up. And then we're going to do one on network programming as well. So we still have a few things coming along. I will run office hours on Thursday nights and Monday nights, and then as needed at a couple other times. So just as a heads up, Thursday night, tomorrow night, I'll be running office hours. All right. Talk to you soon.